Let's remember this morning how Havana sounded back in the 1950s and 1960s. The music you're hearing here is part of a new box set that really captures the golden age of Afro-Cuban music. It contains 5 legendary albums featuring some of Cuba's finest musicians. These recordings were made in Havana's Pan Art Studios between 1956 and 1964. That's the period just before communist leader Fidel Castro nationalized the recording industry. And since then, these albums have become extremely hard to come by. Until now, that is. This set is called The Complete Cuban Jam Sessions, Volumes 1 through 5. And here to talk about it is Felix Contreras, host of NPR's Alt Latino podcast. Hey, Felix.
Hey, David. What's happening?
Well, I'm enjoying this music. Actually, right. there's very little Cuban music you play me that I don't like. So what makes this special?
First of all, the studio. The Pan Art Studio was the best studio in Cuba, so that virtually every major Cuban artist had played there at some point or another. And these sessions are from after-hours jam sessions, after the musicians played their gigs at places like the Hotel Nacional and the really opulent Tropicana nightclub. These are the best musicians gathered together to experiment with that mixture of Afro-Cuban music and jazz.
So this was like the after-hours stuff.
Yeah. They take off all those frilly shirts and the little jackets, and they would just go into the room and just start playing. And the owner of the studio ran tape the whole time, sometimes between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Wow, till the sun would come up.
There you go.
So what happened exactly when Castro came to power?
Okay, eventually he nationalized the recording industry and the bureaucrats take over, right? And the freewheeling bohemian scene suffered a little bit because the government felt it was a reflection of the decadence of the United States. So the owners of the studio were concerned about what was going to happen with the masters and what was going to happen to the style of music. So they started taking these masters and smuggling them out of the country and depositing them in different Latin American countries along the way.
So what happened to those recordings over the years in hiding?
Eventually, they were sold to different labels in Latin America over the years. Some shoddy reproductions were produced along the way, but most of the albums became incredibly hard to find. So finally, a couple years ago, a California label, Kraft Recordings, bought this Mexican label that was holding onto these tapes, and they figured out what they were holding, and they decided to put something like this together.
So what are some of the highlights here? What stands out?
Okay, there's one in particular that I call the crown jewel of the collection. It's called Jam Sessions in Miniature. It's by the famous bassist Israel Lopez, or Cachao. And you got to check this out because the music is just, it's right there.
Yeah, I see what you mean. So does this all increase how we understand Cuban music in some way?
You know, with these sessions, we are now in the room as these musicians are basically creating a new genre, like Latin jazz, a combination of Afro-Cuban rhythms like cha-cha-cha, mambo, and rumba, and the harmonic sophistication of jazz from the United States.
Cool. Felix Contreras is host of NPR's Alt Latino podcast. Thanks for telling us about this. Cool stuff.
Thank you, David.
That new box set Felix told us about, it is called The Complete Cuban Jam Sessions, Volume 1 through 5.